On a nice summer morning in Solvang, tourists are everywhere, sampling the unique, more than century-old Danish-themed community. But off of Mission Drive in the heart of the city, there's a museum which helps celebrate another part of the region's heritage.
We are the Wildling Museum of Art and Nature. We focus on nature, animals, our world outside through art. So it's all kind of art. It's sculpture, it's painting, it's photography, but it focuses on the world around us.
Katie Pearson is assistant director of the Wildling Museum.
Santa Barbara native artist Patty Jacquemain decided that this is something that our community and really our world needed. So she and some neighbors and friends got together and founded the Wildling, originally in Los Olivos. And then 3.5, almost 4 years ago, we moved here to Solvang.
The museum features a number of galleries, as well as a workshop area for kids to create their own art and a gift shop. What's currently being showcased is an exhibition called Animals A to Z.
Every letter of our alphabet is actually represented by a different creature. Some letters have more than one, but there is at least one for every single letter of the alphabet, including X and Y and Z. X is our Xerxes butterfly, which is actually an extinct butterfly. And then our Z is our fantastic zebra by Jessica Cardinal, and it's 7 feet long.
There are more than 40 works ranging from animals and their habitats to whimsical abstracts. They include new works from artists, pieces borrowed from collectors, and items from the Wildling's permanent collection. And some of the works came from the Santa Barbara Zoo. They're marked to inspire visitors to go see the animals in person. There's also pieces by a National Geographic photographer and a celebrated Canadian artist. One of the most unusual artworks is something on a wall which looks like a colorful scarf with a bell attached to it.
As we were going through pictures of yaks, we really couldn't find an amazing yak photo, but one of our board members has a yak bell, so
I'll bring it there. So, wait, it says do not touch.
I know, but I'm allowed to touch because I put that sign up.
And this is so you could keep track of your yak?
Yes, it's actually, it's from Bhutan. So they put these on the yak, and it's actually made of yak hair. And then this is the yak horn that actually makes it ring.
Even though the museum isn't new, many people are surprised to find it in Solvang. Santa Ynez resident Jane Vanderlinden is visiting it for the first time.
It's pretty awesome. I'm enjoying seeing some of the local art that depicts those iconic scenes in the valley that we love, you know, the mountains and the oak trees. It's really special.
The Wildling Museum's Katie Pearson takes us into another gallery, which features some dramatic real-life scenes from nature on the central and south coasts.
This is selections from our permanent collection, some of the landscapes that we have, because we actually have a collection of over 100 pieces right now, and we're growing it constantly. And these are just a few pieces. Local artists, we've got a little bit more abstract pieces.
The museum is a bit of a rarity in that it's not a government institution or affiliated with the university. The Solvang-based nonprofit survives on admission fees, donations, memberships, and grants. It's also positioning itself for financial stability by buying the Mission Drive building that it calls home and renting parts of it to businesses. Its unique mix of art and nature has created a following.
We hope that they learn more about not only just our area, but the world, and they're excited to go out and explore. So we want this to be a gateway into further exploration of the world around you. So we want them to be inspired to go out and maybe take a hike or get involved in conservation and maybe find a spot you haven't seen before based on maybe a painting that was here.
The Wildling is open 6 days a week, Wednesdays through Mondays, and has a free admission day on the third Wednesday of every month. The museum is hoping that the works it displays will not only create a new appreciation for art, but also get people thinking about the big slice of nature which exists right here in our backyard. In Solvang, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.